As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Hey, yes, the sun is arising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, July the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. It's oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. And once again, today it is Tuesday, and we're going to be joined again by Vicki Davis. We're going to go into a lot of very interesting stuff, folks. I do hope you will stick around. We're going to talk about highways, infusion systems, and other things like that. But if you cannot remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the program at area code 512-904-8014 if you happen to live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at vvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's BVL, just like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel.net, and I should get those emails while my website is down. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio, micro-broadcasting out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Lots of interesting things to discuss today, as I've said. We're going to have Vicki Davis come back and share some of her research. We're looking forward to that, always on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But let's go into those market reports for Tuesday, July the 28th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold trading off $1.60 off yesterday's closing, now trading at $951.70. Silver was dropping 2 cents this morning early at $13.99 an ounce. Platinum losing $3, trading at $1,213. Palladium trading up $1 at $261 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, 947.50 for a low, 957.80 for a high. So we got a $10 spread sitting there looking real good at 951.70. Gold is up $21.10 year on year, for a 2.27% return on your investment. In the gold fixing market over in London, the boys set it at 9.55 today. You can see we're trading about $3.50 below that right now. It'll probably get up there to 9.55 before long. We'll see. The Dow Jones Industrial Average in the equities, the Dow closed yesterday at 91.09. The NASDAQ closed at 19.68. The S&P closed at 9.82. A big rally going on there in the stock market. Didn't think we'd see another 9,000 Dow, but we're seeing it now, almost up to a 2,000 NASDAQ as well. And the crude oil is trading off 61 cents, trading at $67.70 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. And the U.S. dollar index off 2 basis points, trading at 78.60. Dropping down through the foreign exchange rates, our little basket of currencies. Certainly not Timmy's basket, but with my little basket that I bring to the air each morning. The Canadian dollar trading at 93 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, 8 cents. The euro, $1.42. Well, that's enough of the news for that. We'll be back on the other side. Pick it up with Vicki Davis. Stay with us.
Would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Magic Phone Guard for only $29.95. You can fire your phone company, fire your lawyer, fire your government, fire all phone tappers, fire your nosy family extension eavesdroppers, fire your parents listening, fire your boss listening, fire your girlfriend listening, fire your wife listening, fire your boyfriend listening, fire your husband listening. Magic Phone Guard does it all. Order now for complete phone privacy. If the light is green, your phone line is clean. Magic Phone Guard state-of-the-art circuitry monitors your phone lines 24 hours a day, keeping them private. The CIA bought Phone Guard, and so should you. Order now at www.magicphoneguard.com. That's www.magicphoneguard.com. Or call 1-800-234-5326. That's 1-800-234-5326. And order now for your phone security.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again here on our Tuesday morning, July the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We do come to you Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official web page for this broadcasting network. And my name is William Roberts. Joined again today, this is Tuesday. Joined again today by Vicki Davis. We've got some very interesting material and some sound clips for you. Hopefully it'll all work out just right. Without further ado, good morning, Vicki.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Well, up early and trying to put this stuff together so that we can talk about it. Last time we were talking about 1991 as the year that the world changed. But, you know, as I go over this material again, there's a lot of things that I could add to it. And I could rename it 1991, the year that Pandora's box was opened.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what I thought I'd do is kind of recap what we talked about before to try to, you know, refresh our memory as to what the objective is.
That's always helpful because I know that for a lot of the listeners, they might miss one broadcast. I do a lot of series on this program, so there are times when they need to go back and access the archives. But let's do that. Let's pick it up, go back to Thursday, cover some of the bases quickly, and bring us up into this national highway system idea.
Yeah. Okay. Well, 1991 was the pivotal year. A lot of things happened in that year that we are still feeling the repercussions from. And it has to do with basically computer systems, the government computer systems, and the redesign of our government to using an enterprise architecture, which basically means implementing a corporate model for government computer systems. And let's see, and also in 1991, Al Gore rushed through the 1991 High Performance Computing Act, which gave us the Internet, and it's the Internet as the backbone of our communication system and as our economy. Basically is the design that they had in mind, as if everybody was going to become an entrepreneur and, you know, buy and sell off of the Internet.
Right, right.
Or at least some of the people. Okay. So in 1991, after that legislation was passed, that kicked off the gold rush of the dot-com era. And what they were really selling during the dot-com era was an illusion. And it was the illusion of the Internet as being the center of commerce and how you could have market centers, you know, off of the Internet. You know, the idea is that you would have a market portal, you know, where you could access everything about whatever it is that you're going after.
Well, theoretically, you know, the theories behind a lot of this stuff seem to make sense. There's no doubt about that. And theoretically, you could assert that using the Internet as the front door or the bricks and mortar for all of the business out there and allowing people to work in their sweats or in their shorts from home or in their pajamas or whatever, all that in theory works out pretty good. But as more people move into Internet-based businesses, there still is a problem. We're not manufacturing anything, Dorothy.
Yeah, that's right. All the manufacturing comes from China, and the problem with the idea of work at home in your pajamas kind of thing is that the guy in India can work at home in his pajamas, and he can do it for a lot less than you can do it. So the whole thing, it was a design to basically make the United States function as a corporation. But the problem is that a government that operates with corporate efficiency is a fascist government.
That's right. That's right.
You know, Mussolini made the trains run on time. Our government is trying to. They've carried it so far. They're dictating the kind of light bulbs we're going to have. I understand that they're going to put a tax on toilet paper because it's not sustainable. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on of what they're planning to do with this corporate efficiency that they're implementing in our country.
Well, we may be looking back in a few years at this particular time, Vicki, and saying that the year 2009 was another one of these seminal years in American history. It's certainly the usurper's administration is raising the level of tyranny beyond all comprehension. We thought that Jorge Bush was unbelievable. Think that Al Gore is unbelievable. Well, this administration that has swept this clown into power, they're just demonstrating that their complete arrogance and cavalier attitude towards this new global process. Certainly, the socialized health care, the 2454, the Clean Energy Act, all of these things, Senate Bill 787, redefining federal jurisdiction to include all waters and so on and so forth. You know, we can't keep up with it. It's just an avalanche, the juggernaut coming at us with this new legislation. So I think we'll see that much of where we're going to go today laid out the foundation for what we're seeing right now coming on
right.
And at us.
Well, all of this legislation that's being passed is a continuation of all of the projects that were started in the 1990s as a result of the redesign of our government and the harmonization to the international systems. So that's the fraud of our political system. It doesn't matter who's in office. You know, they keep calling this Obama's health plan. It's not Obama's health plan.
No.
It is a continuation of the system that was started in the early 1990s when they made this decision to internationalize our economy, and they did and to make the internet the backbone and to redesign our government. You know, big government systems like that, they give the impression to people that they just, you know, pass a piece of legislation and, you know, like nationalize medical records and boom, automatically the medical records system is in place, and, you know, but it doesn't work like that. It takes years, and in some cases, like this national medical records, it takes decades to implement the system. And so, you know, each administration is just working on a different phase of the project.
Well, I think if the audience can understand and wrap their mind around this idea of the great work, you know, the great architect, we look at the back of the dollar bill and we see the unfinished pyramid there of 13 layers. The whole idea is laying down these foundations, setting these cornerstones. You know, the masons come in and they set the cornerstones to the building. And so now we come up all the way to the top, and now we're starting to lower the capstone into place. Folks, we'll pick it up right there and be back in just 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. Now, over the weekend, Vicki, I was reading an encyclopedia article in regards to public relations, and it comes up with a lot of material that's valid and useful in our discussion insofar as that all of these various and sundry programs, you know, the PRO, GRA, MME, all these programs, that's like going to a play, folks. It's all about actors and stakeholders, et cetera. But all of these programs take a certain amount of public relations on the part of the government to be able to come into existence. But here in this encyclopedia article, it says early in the 19th century, that'd be the 1800s, folks, public relations reached a more important milestone when the United States Supreme Court in the Dartmouth College case held that corporations were persons and had the rights and the responsibility of persons. And, of course, this was Chief Justice John Marshall. His decision did help to shape the thinking that later served as the foundation for present-day public relations. But, nevertheless, it took more than a century for the people and groups and organizations and corporations themselves to wrap their minds around the significance of that transformation, creating persons, legal persons, fictional persons actually, but persons out of these corporations. And so we can see where with the clean energy, the H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, it's going to create another one of these new persons, another one of these administrative agencies within our government. And our government is absolutely chuck-a-luck full of these, Vicki.
Well, yeah, and what that did is it made a corporation like General Motors or AT&T on the same footing, equal to you. And if you feel equal to AT&T, I don't know.
Well, they sure carry a bigger stick, don't they?
Well, I think they do. Yes, they do. There is no way. I mean, it's like saying that giants are equal to the Lilliputians, you know.
Exactly.
It's just, there is nobody that is honest that would say that is a constitutional kind of thing, that a corporation is equal to a person, because we're not, you know.
Well, you go back enough, long enough and far enough, and you get into Sir William Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England, and you can see where this idea of corporation and the utility of corporation comes from. But certainly we're running at a major disadvantage today in that the corporations actually are government, and our government is a corporation. And so much of this confusion is out there. Now, we also spoke last week about this idea of Project 25 and this interoperable communication system, and it leads us into an understanding and a good place to launch in on the on transportation and fusion centers. If we can understand that this new communication system is part of one of the many highways, not only the physical highway system, but also the roads, that would be the railroads. And here in this, on your website, and folks, you want to visit the website, again, we're looking at channelingreality.com, Vicki's website, and initially we've got a page open, 1991, the year the world changed, and on that page we find the national highway system as the backbone of our nation. And here's a quote, rather interesting, on December the 9th of 1993, now this would be 2 years into this cycle, at Union Station in Washington, D.C., this U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary, Federico Pena, and FHWA Administrator Slater announced the submission of the National Highway System, or the NHS, plan to Congress. Pena also outlined his principles and goals for a national transportation system. But then he goes on, and there's a very interesting quote, Vicki, that you've captured here. It says, Union Station, that's a railroad station in New York, folks. Union Station serves as a fitting backdrop for the unveiling of the National Highway System, close quote, said Slater. Just outside the station, Louisiana Avenue is part of the National Highway System, demonstrating how the National Highway System can provide links among the many modes that make up our transportation network. In fact, the national highway system enhances the other modes by linking them together. And going back and understanding this article once more, this public relations article, and understanding how important it is to sell concepts to the people, there was a period of time where the State Department, which made some use of public relations toward the end of World War II, adopted it much more seriously shortly after the war ended. It then appointed William Benton as Assistant Secretary in charge of public and cultural relations, and the section under his jurisdiction, which soon achieved worldwide facilities and coverages, promised to alter permanently the function of the United States government in foreign countries and the attitudes of foreign populations to the United States. And one of the things that they did was that they used the Army and assigned them the task of moving people of recent Japanese origin from the West Coast states, and it retained public relations firms, consultant Braun and Company, to sell that idea to the people. And just the other day, folks, many of you listening to this broadcast, I reported on the Federal Reserve bringing in this Enron public relations woman to sell the people and to help to develop a system where the Federal Reserve banking system can go out and sell themselves to the people. And here just this past couple of days, within the last few 24-hour periods, we have Benjamin Bernanke out there giving these PR stunts, telling the people how great the and how useful and how diligent a servant the Federal Reserve banking system has been. So, you know, this the whole thing, it's like a will the circle be unbroken? It just goes round and round and round, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, and the thing is that, you know, when a corporation is advertising on TV that they've got the best snake oil that has ever been discovered, you know that they're advertising, they're pumping the product, that they're not telling you the side effects, you know, that whatever those that may be. But when it comes from government, you expect them to be telling you the truth. And but that isn't the way that it works. And especially not since they started redesigning our government. It's they use public relations people just like corporations. They frame an advertising package for you, and they present the material the way that they want you to understand it. And it's in what they don't tell you that is the important part of it.
Exactly. And one of the things we also learned from this particular article and understanding more about it, this concept of Edward Bernays, where we basically use public relations and PR firms to create demand for products. In other words, you could get to a point, and sustainable development, folks, I've shared this with you many times, audience. You can go back and listen to the archives on the series that I've done on demand and how demand drives sustainable development. You have to have a demand for the product before you can actually market products into the marketplace. And the government is not any less challenged in that. They need to create this impression or this demand for their new service before the people will buy into it. They won't get any public buy-in. But Bernays had a rather clever idea in that instead of going out to each individual person, what he would do is he would find the centers of influence. And what we heard from Janet Napolitano in the Council of Governors there, the meeting that they had down in Mississippi, Vicki, was this, she was creating the demand in their minds, basically pumping the centers of influence to get them to use their positions as governors as the bully pulpit to bring in this H1N1 virus preparation. We'll be right back after this break, folks. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zippin' Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell him Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, visiting this morning, Tuesday, with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. We're going through more material off of her website, and you can visit her website. It's www.channelingreality.com. We're talking about the year the world changed, 1991, the year that Pandora's box was opened. Of course, there have been many places, there's been many junctures where they've laid another course of bricks and they advance their agenda. It's always a couple of steps forward, one step back. But we definitely see ourselves now coming into a bind as they begin to lay down the next layer or two of this tyrannical system that has preciously little to do with a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. But back to you, Vicki. Let's pick it in there. We started talking a little bit about public relations. What do you see? What do you say on that?
Well, on let me backtrack just a little bit first, and then I'll tie it together. In going through the history leading up to 1991, or in 1991, the Cold War ended. But prior to that, 1989, the Berlin Wall came down. 1990, the German reunification. And then in 1991, the Soviet Union dissolved into the Commonwealth of States. Well, something that also happened in 1991 is that Sam Nunn, Cooperative Threat Reduction Center started up in 1991. And what that was, it was the program that the United States initiated to the Soviet Union get rid of or destroy their nuclear weapons because the nation, the Soviet Union, split up and broke apart. And I don't know, you probably remember all of the, lot of discussion in the newspaper about what happens to the Soviet Union's nuclear weapons. Well, what they did, they came up with this cooperative threat reduction program. And then in 1992, the Nunn-Lugar Cooperative Threat Reduction Defense Bill was passed.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
And what that did was to define or to specify that the United States would help them dismantle and get rid of their reduction or of their nuclear arms. But it also defined that a computer system would be developed to keep track of the transportation and chain of custody of these nuclear weapons. And it was that initiative that was the beginning of building the global supply chain management and the redesign of our transportation system.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
And there is a website that people can go to read about this. It's called www.nti.org. And
what does that stand for, the NTI?
You know, I'm not really sure. What I would think that it would stand for is Nuclear Threat Initiative. And interesting, you know, symbiology is really, really important to computer people. Everything is it's all symbolic logic. Everything is symbolic. And on this website, the NTI website, they have a picture of a daisy. They have the nuclear mushroom cloud, and underneath, or, you know, just behind that, they have beehive honeycomb. I mean, and their logo has the an arrow shooting up. I mean, there is so much symbolism on this page that could be analyzed, you know, by people that specialize in this sort of thing.
Well, we definitely have the analysts on this network. There's no doubt about it. There's probably be something that Freeman would be able to dive right into, or Josh Reeves or some of the others. We've got some pretty careful researchers that have looked into the secret societies right here on Oracle. So maybe everybody could go out and take a look at that, www.nti.org. Well, so where are we at now?
Okay, so this organization is one of the centers of influence that has perpetuated on, and you know, behind the whole design of the global transportation system. And one of the clips that the clip that I gave you today that we're going to play pieces of is a woman named Dr. Ruth David. And Dr. David was one of the designers of the system from the very beginning. I mean, I've got a page here on her bio. And the idea for Homeland Defense, for Homeland Defense Department, that was her idea, which ties right into the transforming of the defense of our country into being domestic and computerized.
Very interesting. Kind of a modern-day Rosa Luxemburg.
Yeah. Or Pandora.
Or Pandora. Well, you want to give this this clip a spin, and let's see what we got, okay?
Go ahead.
Here we go then, folks.
Next on Homeland Security Inside and Out, the feature we call Talk to the Candidate. Of course, we're not actually talking to them. What we're doing is asking an expert in Homeland Security what she would say. We're talking today with Dr. Ruth David, who spent two decades at Sandia National Labs working on the design of nuclear weapons. She was the Deputy Director for Science and Technology at the CIA before becoming the CEO of Analytic Services, the first organization in the United States to have a department focused specifically on homeland security issues, and it was Ruth's idea. Ruth, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dave. Pleasure to be here.
So the question is, if you had 5 minutes with the presidential candidates, what would you tell them about homeland security?
What I would do is offer three concepts. You might actually think of these as lenses through which they could view homeland security solutions. First, I would say, think global. Second, think systems. And third, think resilience.
Well, you want to flesh that out for me a little bit? Let's start with global. What do you mean by that?
Well, a lot of people might think that's rather odd because homeland security is very often considered the home game, whereas we view more traditional national security missions as the away game. But in fact, if you look at the goals of the Homeland Security Strategy, I think you'll see what I mean. For example, look simply at the notion of protecting critical infrastructures. I'll assert that virtually every U.S. critical infrastructure, in fact, has a global footprint. I mean, it's very evident when you look at things like banking and finance. This is a real advantage, candidly, when we need cash and we're traveling abroad. But it really does complicate the techniques and solutions that we have available to us when we think of protecting that service on a global basis.
Our banks and our stock markets are connected and exposed everywhere all over the globe, not just where we're putting the card in the ATM.
That's exactly right. But I think if you take another example, the transportation networks, I think here again, the global footprint is very important to understand. And in fact, if you look at many of our homeland security strategies in this area, our first line of defense is actually on foreign soil. So I think everything we do in homeland security has to have a global dimension.
Well, there you go. Interesting.
Yeah. And what she's talking about with the global dimension, of course, now, if you go back and you think about the moving of the nuclear weapons, you know, from the Soviet Union to where they could be destroyed, naturally, when you're tracking the chain of custody, it starts in the Soviet Union and it ends at the destination point. And because they wanted to track it, you know, all the way and points in between, that started the concept for the global transportation system. And so while she's giving you a simple example of the financial system, the point of fact is we didn't need to internationalize our system. American Express and MasterCard worked just fine, you know, across the ocean over in Europe and wherever. And even if they didn't, it would just, you know, people could use traveler's checks. We don't need to redesign our entire government and security around what a corporation does somewhere outside of our country.
Exactly, exactly. Once again, it's just the cart, the cart leading the horse in this case. We look at these various and sundry solutions, and we're really creating more problems than solutions. Folks, we'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we've returned once again, and we're looking at a sound clip here. We're listening to a sound clip that was by Ruth David being interviewed. And who was doing the interviewing on this again, Vicki?
I really don't know. All I have is the clip of the interview, and it was around campaign time. I'm not sure which one, but I think it must have been 2004, but I'm not sure about that.
Well, certainly the information is potent. Did you have anything else you wanted on the first clip before we go to the next?
Well, I wanted to talk for a minute, link this back to Federico Pena and what he was doing with transportation. He was the Secretary of Transportation under Clinton, and it was during the Clinton administration when all the redesign of the U.S. transportation system was laid out and the beginning of it was funded. Okay, in 1991, going back to there, that's where the Intermodal Surface Transportation Efficiency Act was passed. It's called ICE-T. In that legislation, Congress declared that the Dwight David Eisenhower National System of Interstate and Defense Highway Systems was complete. And
let me jump in there because they better give a couple of paragraphs on that one so that people understand what they're driving on when they're out on the interstate highways.
The interstate was defined as a defense highway. But when it was created, with a set of laws as to how those roads could be used, what the rules were for those roads and, you know, how they were to be used and so forth. When they declared in 1991, when they declared it complete, those rules for the highway ended. Now, one of the most important rules about the defense highway system was that they were to be free. They could not be toll roads. Okay, when they declared it complete and they created a new system, the National Highway System, the National Highway System was created with new rules.
And the new rules, as we could see what was happening in Texas, are that those can be toll roads. So that's the significance of declaring the defense highway system, the interstate system, complete and starting up the national highway system. In addition, when they defined the national highway system, they not only included the highways, but they included the feeder routes, both urban and rural, which means the principal arterials and highways, including toll facilities, ports, airports, transportation facilities, and other facilities leading to transportation facilities as part of the national highway system.
So if I'm understanding you correctly here in all of this, then what you're saying is that some of the arguments that are being advanced by, you know, I've been interviewed here on the broadcast, Terry Hall with the Trans-Texas, or Texas Turf, the Texas Corridor people. I've also talked with Amanda Teagarden in their work in OK Safe in turning that around. But just like when you and I were doing our research and getting involved in this understanding of the International Migration and Development Agenda, the Close the Borders groups, we're just not getting the full dialogue. We're not getting the full message here. But today we seem to be getting most of that coming on us in this national highway system, where we actually go out into the blue roads, the blue routes, and the parallels, the feeder routes, as you call them, to the interstate highway system. And now we're bringing them under the umbrella. And so this again is one of this blurring the boundaries, the jurisdictions between federal jurisdiction, state jurisdiction, and there are also county roads, and then there would be city and municipal roads involved in that as well.
Yeah, well, if you think about all the roads that lead to the airports, what they did is they federalized those local roads.
And so would those be the ones largely that we see the cameras on, perhaps?
Oh, you know, that could very well be. I hadn't thought about that, but yeah, you might be right about that.
So we'd need to go back and look at our cities from a city standpoint. Let's say I was down in Dallas last year, and it brought to my mind how thankful I am to have been out of the city for a long time. But when you're inside of the city, you've got these boulevards and, you know, the George Bush Parkway, and you've got the Lyndon Baines Johnson Parkway and the Dead Kennedys Parkway and all the rest of them. But those are the ones where you see most of the intersection cameras. But they are known as arterials, so that's your main artery, folks. And then you've got all of your veins or all of your side roads to that. But every time you turn off of a side road onto one of these arterials, you may, and we'd have to look at this and verify it, Vicki, you may be turning into and onto and upon the national highway system, and you come under an entirely different multi-jurisdictional TTF, JTTF, the Joint Terrorism Task Force highway system.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point, and that would be something to research to see if that's the case.
Yeah.
But when you think about, you know, all the principal arterials leading to any transportation hub, I mean, you know, you're talking about, well, I mean, you. Honestly, you could define every single road in the country as being one of those kinds of roads.
Well, you've got to go from point A to get to point B, and so somewhere along the line, you're going to have to be on one of these roads that leads there, and it's, I guess it would be just largely a matter of definition, if nothing else, legally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's play the next clip.
Okay. Very good. We've got enough time. We've got about 3 minutes here. Let's go ahead and start that right now. Go there. Go here.
I think that's exactly right.
Well, what do you mean by think systems? How would that be different from what we've been doing up to now?
Well, I think there are examples that we could point to of what I would call deployment of point solutions, or perhaps technology-based operations where we didn't quite think through all of the ramifications. I'll give you a trivial example. We deploy a network of detectors without thinking through when an alarm sounds, who should take what action. And I think that's very dangerous. Now, we all know what to do in the case of a fire alarm. Get out of the building. But in the case of some of these other detectors and potential alarms, it's not quite that clear. And in fact, the safest recourse may be to stay inside the building. The point is, systems thinking causes you to play that out up front. And I think there are lots of other examples, from aviation security to border security and so forth, where systems thinking would lead to a more holistic evaluation of the problem space and potential solutions.
I guess we...
Okay, so there, that's very, very interesting and a very telling. The safest thing you might do is stay in the building, and they were told in the World Trade Center towers to stay in your desk, stay in your seats. They were using this holistic systems approach to analyzing the problem without understanding the full ramifications. Very interesting clip.
Yeah, I don't know how other people feel about it, but if there's some kind of an emergency, I want to know what the emergency is, and I'll decide what I'm going to do. Thank you very much.
Well, then, you know, she's talking about these sensors, and we've just mentioned that, you know, as a possibility. You know, we've got all the highway sensors, you've got the cameras, you've got the intersection stuff, and now with the idea of these joint terrorism task force and the enhanced 911 system, the E911 bunkers in just about every community around, and the idea of advancing it and tying it together, as we've already begun with an understanding of fusion centers, well, this thing is just going to absolutely mushroom. Now, we've only got about a minute left in this segment, Vicki. Any thoughts, first thoughts about the clip, and then we'll pick you up on that on the other side of the top of the hour break.
Yes, all of the sensors that she's talking about are designed to pick up and report back the movement of anything moving that has an RFID on it that it can pick up and send back to the database to be recorded. And so that means your car, it once you get a real ID and it has an RFID chip, it means, you know, recording your movements. Just everything that moves along the route, wherever it is, it will be treated as if it's something to be, let's see, Burma's called it traced, tracked, and databased, or something like that.
Track, trace, and database, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going into the top of the hour break, folks. We'll be back right on the other side of this brief intermission with more from our special guest, Vicki Davis. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Magic Phone Guard for only $29.95, you can fire your phone company, fire your lawyer, fire your government, fire all phone tappers, fire your nosy family extension eavesdroppers, fire your parents listening, fire your boss listening, fire your girlfriend listening, fire your wife listening, fire your boyfriend listening, fire your husband listening. Magic Phone Guard does it all. Order now for complete phone privacy. If the light is green, your phone line is clean. Magic Phone Guard's state-of-the-art circuitry monitors your phone lines 24 hours a day, keeping them private. The CIA bought Phone Guard, and so should you. Order now at www.magicphoneguard.com. That's www.magicphoneguard.com. Or call 1-800-234-5326. That's 1-800-234-5326. And order now for your phone security.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, July the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour of today's broadcast. We do come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official webpage for this network. Do be sure and log on and visit the site today. If you have the ability or the power, the desire, you can certainly visit the chip-in banner there and help to keep Oracle Broadcasting bringing this kind of information to you on a daily basis. I certainly value this network, and I hope that you do as well. I certainly value also our very special guest coming back again Tuesday and hopefully again on Thursday, Vicki Davis. She has a website out there, folks, www.channelingreality.com. We're working off of one of the many documents that you can find there. This is 1991, the year the world changed. So much to understand in all of this. So now in the previous segment, we listened to some clips from a Dr. Ruth David. Very interesting woman advancing some of the high technology verbiage that's important for us to know. And Vicki, you were talking about RFIDs, the ability to track and trace and database the movement of merchandise, anything moving in commerce, but everything right down to our cows, our pigs, our sheep, our dog, etc. But one thing that really has been plaguing me subconsciously here is the concept of the Cash for Clunker program. This, again, is part of that H.R. 2454 drive towards clean and green and all that nonsense. But the idea of advancing a Cash for Clunker, offering people up to $4,000 or more dollars to trade in your clunkers to get in a automobile that has more of a green-friendly basis to it. One of the things that lays in there, folks, is that none of these clunkers are running around with onboard GPS units. My 1961 Chevrolet has zero of any kind of track and trace equipment. If you wanted to try and stop that vehicle with anything short of a bulldozer or a barricade, you would have to be ready for battle, because that thing will just go right through almost anything, unstoppable. It has no electronic ignition. It's all just straight up older technology, and it doesn't respond to these things that are out there that might automatically shut your car off and lock you into it. There's something else that's out there, Vicki, and I don't know whether you've been following this as well, but I have. Ever since I started to get the idea of the GIS, GPS, in other words, the Global Information or Geographic Information System, and the Geospatial Positioning System, ever since I started getting the idea that it was going to be used not for friendly purposes, but against us, the people, I started paying attention, looking in the sporting magazines and catalogs and things like that. There's absolutely just a ton of energy and paper and ink devoted to these aftermarket dash mount GPS tracking systems. It's as if the American people and the sportsmen have become completely map illiterate, and now they depend on a little box on the dashboard to tell them whether to go left or go right or to go home or go to hell. You know, it's amazing. But that seems to be where we're headed right now, to hell rapidly in a handbasket. But we've got about another minute in this segment, and then we'll come back after that for a longer segment. But all of this kind of stuff, Vicki, is enough to raise the hair on anybody's head that has the slightest little fragment of discernment. We're in for a real tough ride here, folks. Most of this stuff is coming on us and at us now in spades. It's coming down the pike. The chute has been greased. We're like a bobsled running. And it's going to take every bit of our energy. It's going to take every bit of our spare time to be able to work with people locally to get them to wake up and understand that we cannot continue to put our hands out for these federal grants and aid, because every time we do, the handcuffs of control get clamped on tighter and tighter. We'll be back right after this brief commercial intermission. Stay with us.
the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Tuesday, July the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local for the benefit of those affiliates and microbroadcasters that were away at the top of the hour break. We listened to a clip in the last segment of the previous hour. Again, we're listening to a sound clip from Dr. Ruth David. Very interesting, high-tech type of dialogue. We're talking about transportation systems, and basically establishing this interoperable communications grid. The idea of a P25, Project 25, so much more on all of that. If you missed the last hour, do go back, access the archives. They're free. They're right there for you on Become Vocal Local. Just click on that, listen to it on an MP3 or download it to your drive or however you want to do it. You can also get the broadcast on podcast. OracleBroadcasting.com is a full interoperable system itself. But before we go back to Vicki, we do have a caller that just came in. So let's go to our caller in Missouri right now, and let's see if we can get them to come up live. Caller from Missouri. Hello, caller. Caller from Missouri, going once. Let's see if I can try that again. Come on. Are you there? And they're gone. Okay, so that caller dropped. So back to you, Vicki. Let's pick up that sound clip from Dr. Ruth David. What more did you get out of that I didn't hear?
Well, I hear the overall concept of the design, you know, which is the point-to-point. We have the transportation legislation that federalized all of the arterials. From other sources, we know that the idea is to be able to track everything that moves, you know, with the GPS tracking recorded in a database. And that's not only just cross-border, but it's also on all the arterials and the interstate, all modes of transportation, actually. If you look at these transportation plans, and if you look at a map of the United States and that has the major arterials on it, you can see that what they did is they pointed out the major transportation hubs, the first one being, of course, Kansas City. It's right dead center in the center of the United States. And it not only is the east-west, but it's the north-south center. And that's where the first smart port was put. And it doesn't matter whether you call it a traffic hub or a fusion center or a smart port. It has all of the technology in it for this global transportation system that will read the sensors that have been implemented along the roadways, picks up that data. The smart port has, it's a shared facility with public, private, and law enforcement sections. Anybody who might want to monitor movement of anything can participate in one of these centers, you know, so that they can receive their data and then distribute it whatever way makes sense for whatever their function is.
Absolutely critical to understand. And, you know, Kansas City is kind of like the jump-off point for westward expansion. A lot of the early settlers and pioneers came across from St. Louis to Kansas City, and then they went off to all points west. You know, it's very important. Old hub, if you will, been around for a long time. It works perfectly for it's not quite in the geographic center of the United States, but it certainly goes from there to Kansas, Dorothy, which is just about as flat as a plate of, you know, dinner plate, you know, and so it is definitely a jump-off point for all things west. It's about as far west, I guess you could say, as the people in the East Coast can actually think. I was up in New York City for the bicentennial in 1976, and to see the tall ships come in and things like that, Vicki, but I was amazed at the New Yorkers on the street when I told them I was from Washington and stuff, and they would ask me whether there were still Indians out there.
have you ever seen that poster by the New Yorker that was on a New Yorker magazine cover? And it's called the New Yorker's View of the World. It has New York City, and then it kind of has Jersey and Connecticut, and, you know, just a couple of little things. It might have Sun Valley on it, but basically New Yorkers don't know anything else about the world except New York City and Jersey and, you know, just a couple of the places around there.
Well, it's kind of sad. It's a slur on some of the people that live there, but having been there, folks, I can tell you firsthand that, you know, you talk to some of these people who have multi-generationally lived in the Big Apple. Their whole life is concrete and steel, and everything goes up 60 floors. And they really don't have a real solid grounding in the nature, in anything, you know, other than Central Park or something, or jogging along under a parkway along the East River or something. So much of the stuff that I read from Agenda 21 and some of these think tanks, you would think that we would be so much better off if they were sitting out on a 100-acre spread someplace in the middle of America. But unfortunately, we know that Maurice Strong and Baca fills that role in the Aspen Institute. So it's not completely myopic, but it sure seems that way.
Yeah. Well, when I lived in New York, there was a woman standing out, you know, protesting something. I can't remember whether she was protesting the oil wells or hunting or something like that, but she was protesting something going on in Alaska. And I asked her, I said, have you ever even been outside of New York City? Do you have any idea how big Alaska is? You know, they just have no concept, you know, of the North Slope and how it's an Arctic desert. There is nothing up there.
No, there isn't. I've flown over it. My father was a bush pilot, and I've ridden north of the north, the Arctic Circle, spent a winter living in Nome, Alaska. I mean, this is an Eskimo village, folks. It's right on the Bering Sea there on the Straits, and it's just, it'll wake you up if you fly through the Arctic and you see how huge and desolate and unpeopled Alaska is as a state. It'll humble you. Go ahead.
Alaska defines vast.
Yeah, that's right.
I did a contract for ARCO up there, and so I stayed up on the North Slope for a couple of weeks and, you know, flew between the main construction camp and Kuparik. And there's nothing there.
No, there isn't.
There's no animals. There's no nothing.
No, there isn't. And if it wasn't for the pipeline, all the reindeer would have frozen, right? I guess they're caribou. Got to be accurate when we talk on the air. But there again, these are just some of these things, these ideas that we need to be so very aware of. And the idea of this national highway system as a backbone of our nation, the whole idea of this interoperability, all of the track and trace technology that's coming on us and at us, everything at the bottom of this is demand. They have to build a demand, and it's all about corporate wealth. It has very little to do with you or I, folks. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have your house payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? You need help from MortgageFraudExaminers.com. To stop the housing crisis, Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages. The trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you get the leverage you need to turn things around. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages are legally deficient. MortgageFraudExaminers.com can perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. It's like CSI for your home loan. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating when faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. Find out how MortgageFraudExaminers.com can help you. Visit MortgageFraudExaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell him Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
And we've returned once again, and going back to an idea that was advanced by Thomas Paine when they were looking at how to establish a government here, this idea of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, and the discussion about republicanism and federalism. Originally, our strength was, our country was not provincial. In other words, it wasn't the provinces, it wasn't the colonies. Our system was based on a continental approach. And so we can understand that one of our greatest strengths has always been the idea, the reality, that on the one side of our nation we have the Atlantic Ocean, on the other side we have the Pacific Ocean, on our north we have a friendly country, Canada, on our south we have a tolerable country, Mexico. Of course, we've had wars with them before. We had a war with Canada, too. But nevertheless, we've got this huge, huge continental system here, and it has in the past been one of our greatest strengths. And so to condemn out of hand this idea of strengthening our corridors, we would need to have all of these strategic corridors in order to be able to move our equipment or materials if we were invaded physically by another country, or if we were invaded from Canada or invaded through via Mexico, we would have needs there. We also have a very good, strong and compelling reason to help to be able to defend Mexico if Mexico was attacked. I mean, we can go all the way back to the Monroe Doctrine there. If Canada was attacked by someone from outer space or something, I don't know who would attack Canada. Every time I've been to Canada, everything was free. The people, the Canucks, are really great people. But nevertheless, if we were attacked from Canada, you know, that border, we'd have to be able to defend it. So there is a certain logic behind all of this. You could certainly sell this system to Congress. But it says here in this article again, a comprehensive national transportation system will help us meet the challenges of the 21st century global economy by enhancing all different modes of transportation. You can see the word economy is located in there. We always have to remember sustainable development, the three E's, economy and equity, etc. But the NTS will incorporate from all of the modes the most significant elements of the nation's transportation systems. And then beginning with the National Highway System, the National Transportation System will include airports, ports, highways. We've been through that. Just reviewing a little for the audience here, Vicki. Slater also, and this would be the Federal Highway Administrator, Rodney E. Slater. Slater also explained NHS in detail, the National Highway System. Quote, the first component of the proposed National Highway System is a 45,000-mile interstate system, which accounts for nearly 30% of all the proposed system mileage. And the second component includes 21 congressionally designated high priority corridors as defined in the ISTEA, and these corridors total 4,500 miles. So we're looking just about 50,000 miles in this network that come under this umbrella.
Yeah, and that doesn't include the feeder routes that they nationalized. And it's not just the transportation system, because what they did is they said, well, you know, we're going to do this transportation system, so we will include anything that runs a distance. So what runs a distance? Well, pipelines, utilities,
fiber optic cable.
And besides which, the fiber optic cable is needed for this sensor and tracking system that they've implemented. So what they did is a design efficiency for their purposes. But of course, you know, they wanted to. They're taking huge tracts of land for this transportation system that is not designed based on the transportation needs of the American people. It is the transportation needs of corporations like Walmart. I mean,
well, let me just jump right in at that very timely juncture, because if the listeners will recall when we began our discussion, the very first discussion or part of this discussion was from the mindset or from the concept that the Union Station, this was right back up here in the National Highway System back when I was able to find it, he says Union Station serves as a fitting backdrop for the unveiling of the National Highway System. Folks understand that when the railways were spread out across America, that was the American version of the Credit Mobilier, and all of the land that was given for every mile of road built by the railroads, you know, whole sections and many sections of miles, square miles of land were given to the railroads to build this thing, and then so many dollars per mile to build their railroads, and then who does it serve? Last of all, last if not least, it served the people. Of course, westward expansion would not have been anywhere near as possible without the railroads. But we're all back in commerce. We go back to the Interstate Commerce Commission, originally established in regards to the railroads. And then when trucks came on the scene and started taking away the business of the trucks, they were running on highways. And so it's all just a long tier, along many links in a chain that now we find, which was once good for commerce, has become horrible links of tyranny.
Yeah, well, and that reminds me of that guy, that oil guy, I forget what his name is, that wants to build windmills.
T. Boone Pickens.
Yes, T. Boone Pickens. He supposedly wants to build windmills, you know, a corridor of windmills going clear up through the center of the country. When experts are saying that the windmills are not going to produce enough power for our economy, but what is that guy going to get out of it? He's going to get a huge swath of land going right up the center of the country from Mexico to Canada.
Exactly.
And he'll be able to get it through eminent domain, which means they'll basically be stealing it from the people who own that property. And it won't matter to him if those windmills don't work and don't generate enough power. He will own very, very valuable real estate.
Yeah, even if people, you know, are compensated, you know, the takings clause through due process, even if they're compensated under the operation of eminent domain, it still matters little, folks, because it does concentrate in the hands of a very few major strategic corridors of land. It's not so much whether, you know, it's a horrible thing to have to leave your land and have your land, maybe a farm that you've worked and your family's worked it for a long time. Maybe you've got a patent on it. Maybe you have, you know, it was by grant. You've got all the water rights. It's a whole system and you're being deprived of that. That's bad enough in and of itself. But the downside of it is this other side of it is where you start to develop corridors of land held in the hands of the Rothschilds or the T. Boone Pickens or any of the others, you know, Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root, or who is this guy, Juan Carlos from Spain. This is where the real problem lies to me, and absolutely, I think you're absolutely correct. It certainly jives with my research. These windmills, it's just like Don Quixote. The windmills are not going to be able to produce anywhere near enough power to support cities and metropolitan areas, you know, even scarce subdivisions. They're just window dressing. They look good.
Well, you know what? A number of years ago when I first started researching, Congressman Jay Inman, I think his name is, from Washington, he took a trip. This is when I was really tracking outsourcing of high-tech jobs. He took a trip over to India, and he made this, and I read this in the Indian newspaper, by the way, not a paper in the United States. But he made a speech, you know, how great it is that the Indians are getting all of our high-tech jobs, and, you know, how wonderful it is that we're outsourcing all of those. He came back to the United States, and I happened to be watching C-SPAN. He did an after-hours speech.
Hold it right there on that C-SPAN. Don't lose your train of thought. We'll pick up that train on the other side and become the right.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are returned once again from our tunnel that we dived through. Anyway, as we were going into the break, Vicki, you had just started in about this fellow that had gone off to India and was laudatory as to how great it was that we had outsourced all of our high-tech jobs to India. Please pick the story up right there.
Yeah, he's from Washington State, Bill Gates territory. And it wasn't a day after he came back that he was giving a special orders speech talking about a piece of legislation that he was going to write, $350 million, I think, to get jobs for the American people, government-subsidized jobs, building windmills. I was just beside myself, you know. I just couldn't believe that this guy goes over to India and is so happy about these high-tech centers and about exporting American jobs, and then he comes back over here saying that he's going to pass this legislation because we've lost so many jobs, and, you know, the government is going to subsidize jobs building windmills.
Well, even that is largely specious because we know that from our own research that Siemens Corporation in Germany is one of the world's largest windmill manufacturers, you know. And so, yes, you can come back here. You could outsource all of our high-tech jobs over to India. Then you can come back and pass legislation, your Don Quixote bill of 2009, and we could tilt up a few windmills around America, but all that would do would be to send money to Germany to build our windmills for us. So, you know, we really don't have the political will in Congress, I don't think, to do the right thing in any aspect of this. But back to this this article here, we still have one more clip. Hey, do you want to get that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, let's listen to one more little bit here, the closing bit from Dr. Ruth David. This ought to be illuminating. Oops, right there.
Light it back to critical infrastructure. The reality is that we need a risk management framework that balances prevention, protection, and the notion of mitigating the consequences when prevention and protection fails, which at some point they will. This is probably most directly related to, again, our critical infrastructures. And here I think there's some good news in things like telecommunications, banking, and finance are well ahead of the game. This is about continuity of business to them. I think, unfortunately, in some other areas, and I'll pick on the energy infrastructure as an example, I think we need a sizable investment to yield a resilient energy infrastructure that maintains continuity of service provided by that infrastructure.
Well, think global, think systems, think resilience. Good advice, Ruth, to the presidential candidates. I hope they listen. We've been talking with Dr. Ruth David, who is CEO.
Okay, there you go.
And, yeah, and what she's talking about are all computer systems. And the point solutions, you know, where you begin tracking products that ship from China to the United States, using all of these computer systems for the global supply chain, our transportation system, which includes everything that runs a distance, which is the utility corridors, pipelines, fiber optic cable, railroad, our transportation hubs and their networks, and the computer systems to gather data at every single point along the route, and then distributing that data back to who is ever interested in it. And since they've destroyed our economy in terms of manufacturing, it's not outgoing, which is what the Congress was sold on to begin with, was that this would help our exporters. But our exporters have been exported, and now they import. And so this whole big transportation system that they're designing is for the importers, and it has the defense, because they've redefined the perimeter of our defense to include the entire continent, which includes Mexico, the United States, and Canada, it has the defense component built into it, and the idea is that anything that crosses a border, anything coming in, will be tracked via, you know, the GPS tracking, RFID, and so forth.
Well, you know, what I heard in that as well, and it's telling for sure, when she uses the phrase continuity of commerce and continuity of finance, what we also understand in all of that, folks, is whenever I hear that word, I understand continuity of government. So when we have continuity of government, continuity of finance, continuity of commerce, the idea of too big to fail should come to everyone's mind right now. However, beyond that, we have the revelation again of this corporatist system that has been built by largely with the financial power of the corporation, these fictitious people that were set up by Chief Justice John Marshall back in the 19th century. But we have this fictitious corporate entity, this person with all of their rights, and they're all seeing, they're all knowing, they never die, they transcend humans, they transcend families, they can be bought and sold and traded like commodity, they're slaves to their investors and so on. People can hide behind them, but at the same time, these are they that the Congress represent. These are they that the State Department represents. These are they that the Executive Department represents. And these are they that the Judicial Branch defends, not you, not I. So in all of this, we hear the continuity of government, the continuity of corporate commerce, and the continuity of finance in this new corporatist America.
Yeah. Well, and let me define what she's talking about when she talks about risk management. It's risk management from a corporate point of view. And they're not thinking defense in the military sense or protecting people. They're thinking about the risk management for corporations, which means that, and basically the idea that they have is that if a corporation registers with them, and, you know, ostensibly they always ship widgets from China, they will be a trusted shipper, and they can just whiz right through the borders and no inspection necessary because we know who they are, and, you know, we'll just let them go.
Sure. Well, they, you know, it's just, you know, the Jin Chao Tang company, and we know that they always have supported the Democratic Party, and they come to our dinners, and they buy the $500 plates, and they're a bunch of good folks, and we love them so very much, and they're too big to fail. And so, yeah, I can see how all of that works out in this process.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I forget which toy company it was that was shipping toys in from China, and the toys had some kind of little beads that turned out to be ecstasy.
Oh my God!
Okay, but they would have been on the trusted shipper list. You know, just go ahead, pass right through the borders. No need to inspect this company's product. And the idea of what Ruth David was saying is that Homeland Defense begins on foreign soil. They have an idea for food inspection and drug inspection that they are going to inspect at the point of origin, you know, the production of pills or whatever drugs, pharmaceuticals or food or whatever, and then it can be shipped into the United States just a straight shot across the border. The problem is, obviously, to anybody who thinks systems, as Ruth David said, is that a pill or a pharmaceutical has ingredients from many different sources. And so you might put it together in a factory in China, but they might use suppliers from other places in the world. So just being at that one Chinese factory won't do it. You'll have to have inspectors across the entire world with doing chain of custody on every single ingredient being fed into the manufacturer of that one product that is then shipped into the United States.
Surely, but you couldn't be against all of the employment opportunities here. I mean, certainly there will have, if, you know, for all of the building inspectors and for all of the product inspectors and for all of the Codex Alimentarius inspectors and for all of the National Animal Identification System inspectors, and for all of the technology that goes with it, and with all of the bricks and all of the mortars and all of the computers and all of the insurance benefits and all of the healthcare benefits and all of the tax generation, surely you wouldn't be opposed to that kind of a system, would you?
In a word, yes. And I'll tell you why. Because, first of all, the jobs are going to be in the foreign countries because that's where all the manufacturing is done. They won't be here. The only jobs that will be here are the sales jobs. And secondly...
Well, hold that second thought. That second sales job is going to be the one they run on us, folks. We'll be right back.
Magic Phone Guard for only $29.95, you can fire your phone company, fire your lawyer, fire your government, fire all phone tappers, fire your nosy family extension eavesdroppers, fire your parents listening, fire your boss listening, fire your girlfriend listening, fire your wife listening, fire your boyfriend listening, fire your husband listening. Magic Phone Guard does it all. Order now for complete phone privacy. If the light is green, your phone line is clean. Magic Phone Guard state-of-the-art circuitry monitors your phone lines 24 hours a day, keeping them private. The CIA bought Phone Guard, and so should you. Order now at www.magicphoneguard.com. That's www.magicphoneguard.com. WRZ.com or call 1-800-234-5326. That's 1-800-234-5326 and order now for your phone security.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And we're back once again, and I had to interrupt you right there in the middle of a wonderful thought. Vicki, why don't you go ahead and try, and if you can, remember and bring us back with points one and two again.
Yeah, well, it has to do with risk management and it being corporate risk management and not national security. And the first thing I said was that the jobs would be produced in the foreign countries where they'll be doing inspections. And in order to get inspectors all over the world in every possible place that is producing any item that goes into the supply chain for a drug, for example, it would take 100 years to get enough people around the world to be in the position of inspectors. So what the corporations do is that they have computer programs that calculate a risk. What are the odds? You know, let's play Las Vegas casino. What are the odds that this company is going to include a contaminant in their product and it will get shipped into the United States? So they randomly select maybe 1 in 5 shipments of something, a drug or something, to inspect. Okay, so you've got know what the odds, four out of five that might get through that are contaminated. And if you remember back when the wheat gluten that was put into the pet food had melamine in it, which boosted the protein level, but it also killed the animals.
Yeah.
And then there was the contaminated heparin. And they said that, you know, about 200 people died from the contaminated heparin that was shipped into the country from a facility in China. Well, they said 200, but the fact is we don't know how many people actually died from the contaminated heparin. That's just all that they admitted to, but, you know, could have been thousands that died of the contaminated heparin, because heparin is used they call it an IV push. You know, anytime you get an IV after they give you some kind of a drug, they flush the IV with heparin. So if you think of all the people that are in the hospital, everybody's got an IV, and this heparin is the push behind whatever they give you through that IV. Could have been thousands of people that died.
So we're dealing with probability, we're dealing with actuarials, and really it's like almost an insurance scam. But it comes to my mind is the SEC. We create the Security Exchange Commission to be the watchdog on the marketplace, if you will, and then we discover that the SEC, basically, you know, there's three gals in the office. One of them's always out finding either more pizza or more donuts or something. The other one's talking to her mom on the phone, and the third one is, you know, doing filing or something. No one seems to be watching. No one seems to be caring. And I can see how this might work out internationally with an over-reliance on this probability, actuarial, high-tech communications grid and all of this track and trace. But it really winds up where everything that we deal with will be buyer beware.
It, absolutely. The people that are designing these systems are computer people, and they're designing from the top down. They are not designing for systems that are for people that are actually doing the job. They're not even talking to the people who actually do the job. They're just sitting on high, doing their computer thing, designing these utopian systems, and the consequences of what they're doing will not affect them. Most of these systems are being written by contractors. They don't care as long as they get paid for developing the system. So what you have is that they are building systems that are making us and everybody else in the world actually vulnerable to all of the evils in the world released by Pandora's box.
Exactly. And something else that I'm seeing in this, too, you know, we send the representatives off to Congress or to our state houses. They go out there and they were elected to be lawmakers instead of representatives, and so they make an endless amount of laws. But behind all of that, we have these bill drafting agencies. There's basically just a blurring of the boundary between the separation of powers. We have all of the legal beagles out there, all the law field out there, the lawyers, the attorneys guild, if you will, the laws merchant, they're out there. And they're working to write these bills, working perhaps with these contractors that you're advancing. And so really it just serves the legal community or the legal sector. I hate those terminologies, but they're there. It serves their interests well if this system is fraught with error, because they will always have plenty of work to do in a court trying to defend mom and pop America against these evil corporations that are following the very laws they wrote.
Right, they win on both sides, don't they?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's, and the vulnerabilities to the people in this country that they are putting in place, there is no amount of security that they can build in that will protect the people in this country from the kinds of things that can be done to them by this global system. I mean, there was one guy from India who was in this country, and he intentionally imported a contaminated product. I don't know, he had a grudge against people in the United States or whatever, but they are setting up this system so that truly one person can murder thousands of people.
Another part of this, too, Vicki, that just makes me want to tear my hair out thinking about it, because we're starting to see more and more of it, is that not only do we have this specious and obfuscatory immunity of the senators and the Congress critters and the representatives and the governors and all the way down locally, all of the elected officials walk around under this umbrella of immunity. But then we also now are starting to see that as these laws and pieces of legislation are created, that immunity falls back to and covers up the various corporations that are involved in this as well, where we can there's no recourse. You know, it's like the immunity of the legal or the doctors and various and sundry others against this kind of graft and corruption in this system. Not only is it just basically the city of speech and the city of crime, as Leo Strauss advanced in his philosophy. But we really, and not just at Caveat Emptor World, but they're actually immune to any kind of a challenge from the court.
Well, sure. They're writing the laws, so, you know, they might as well write in their own immunity. It's the smart business thing to do, right?
It sure is. We've got a couple minutes left in today's broadcast, about 2 minutes or so. So maybe you want to just kind of pull it together a little bit for us, if you would. And, folks, we'll be back again with Vicki on Thursday. We have a long ways to go. There are so many articles here on this website that we can play with. But certainly I value the time that Vicki donates in the morning to she's out in Idaho, so she's up an hour or even earlier than I, to come together on the radio and share this kind of information with you. If there's anything on the website that you might have questions about or anything you'd like to have Vicki address or, she and I to one of the articles that you'd like to have us cover, you can always reach me. Just BVL host, become Vocal Local Host, BVL host at centrutel.net. And you can send an email to Vicki if you like. It's eyes wide open. And there's two O's there, so it's eyes like plural, eyes wide, OOPEN, open, two O's, at yahoo.com. And then again, the website is channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com. And so you might log on and bookmark that site today. Vicki will be a returning guest for some time. So much valuable information to go through. But just in closing, Vicki, any final comment about another minute or so?
Yeah, do you remember when Clinton said, "It's the economy, stupid"? I always hated that phrase. But it's really the computer systems, stupid, you know, if you wanted to say it that way. If you understand what they're doing with these global computer systems that are affecting our domestic life, everything revolves around the redesign of our government and these global systems. And when you understand that, then you can understand a lot of what doesn't make sense in this country, like the corridors, like the NAIS animal tracking, like the human resource management system, like the nationalized medical records, which is a whole other topic that we really need to talk about, because the health care reform that they're putting in.
I've got to jump in right there. We're all out of time, folks, and we will talk about that in a future broadcast. In the meantime, it's the economy, stupid, and remember, it's all digital wealth, so it goes right back to your computers. We'll pick it up there again on tomorrow. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, have a good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Are you one of the people who think, "I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me"? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate control flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politics, politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.